Acts chapter 13, beginning with verse 13. Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. John, however, left them and returned to Jerusalem. But they went on from Perga and arrived at Antioch in Pisidia. They went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent a message to them, saying, "Gentlemen, brothers, if you have a word of encouragement for the people, say it." Then Paul stood up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers and made them a great people during their stay in the land of Egypt, and with his uplifted arm he led them out of it. He put up with them for about 40 years in the wilderness. Then he destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, and he gave their land to his people as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After that, he gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. After removing him, he raised up David as their king. God testified about him, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, to be a man after my own heart. He will do all that I want him to do.' From this man's descendants, God brought the Savior, Jesus, to Israel, in keeping with his promise. Before he appeared publicly, John had preached a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. As John was finishing his course, he said, 'Who do you suppose I am? I am not that one. But look, that one is coming after me, and I am not worthy to untie the sandals of his feet. Gentlemen, brothers, sons of Abraham's family, and those among you who fear God, this message of salvation has been sent to you. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize him, and by condemning him, they fulfilled the statements of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These same individuals are now his witnesses to the people. We are preaching to you the good news about the promise that was made to our fathers. God has fulfilled this promise for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.' That God would raise him from the dead, never again to be subject to decay, God said, 'In this way, I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David.' Therefore, he also says in another place, 'You will not let your Holy One see decay.' For David, after he had served God's purpose in his own generation, fell asleep, was laid to rest with his fathers, and saw decay. But the one God raised did not see decay. So, gentlemen, brothers, let it be known to you that through this Jesus, forgiveness of sins is being proclaimed to you, also forgiveness from everything from which you could not be justified through the law of Moses. In this Jesus, everyone who believes is justified. So watch out that what is said in the prophets does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers, be amazed and perish, for I am going to do something in your days, something you would never believe, even if someone were to explain it to you." As Paul and Barnabas were leaving, the people kept begging them to speak again on this subject on the next Sabbath. When the meeting of the synagogue had been dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.